Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Can't score, can't win, and Carolina went down with a thud. This is our Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. The 73-65 loss at Pitt was much closer than the final score indicates, with the teams exchanging scoring runs and consequently the lead in a game where the Panthers proved more resilient at the end. The Tar Heels' helter-skelter offense that was clicking for most of the first half hit the wall after halftime against the Panthers, who ramped up their aggressive switching defense as UNC dug itself deeper into the NCAA's Big Dance bubble. The loss was the Heels' third in the last four games as they go to second-ranked Duke Saturday night, when a far deeper team will likely change defenses as much or more than former Duke assistant and Pitt coach Jeff Capel did in his home gym. Starting center Jalen Washington did not play after injuring his leg in the overtime win against Boston College, and his status remains uncertain for the Cameron Crazies, who are lying in wait after being swept by their arch rivals last season. Yuba Davis replaced Washington with Van Allen Lubin, and six men played all but 8 minutes of the game, each scoring at least 6 points and looking gassed by the last few minutes. Like in other games this season, Pitt pressured the perimeter and dared R.J. Davis, Elliot Cadeau, and Seth Trimble to make a shot or a play. Carolina could not get out and run much and was saddled with too much dribbling from an unsettled offense. They switched everything on defense, Yuba Davis said, after his team fell to 13-9 on the season and 6-4 in the ACC. When teams do that, they make you into an isolation one-on-one team, and we just over-dribbled, and a lack of ball movement did not make them pay for switching. We have to go back and work on that because we've got to execute when other teams do it. The talking heads on ESPN, and likely the Carolina fan base watching from home, harped on how disjointed the Tar Heels look for a program with a heritage of pass-first offense, as Davis lamented. We had some good looks around the basket and just didn't make them, he said. The margin for error with this team is small, and turning the ball over and missing layups really hurt us down the stretch. We lead the ACC in free throw attempts and free throws made, and lost the battle at the free throw line. A little foul here and there may not mean much if it's not a shooting foul, but they put an opponent closer to the penalty that has hurt us this year and hurt us tonight. Carolina shot 57% and had 6 3-pointers in the first half, followed by its lowest scoring half of the season. The Tar Heels have a chance to get even with Pitt in the home rematch a week from Saturday. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.